WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Seegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click Seegert1Hour.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two College Station police officers escaped injury this weekend dealing with accused drunk drivers.
Friday night, a patrolman says he was approaching the stoplight at Deacon and Longmire. The officer says he was headed north and had the green light when he saw an approaching eastbound car not slowing down for their red light. The officer said he had to accelerate to avoid being T-boned on the driver's side. The patrolman says he was able to track down and stop the other car at Rock Prairie and Highway 6. The driver, 39-year-old Sheila Lukes of College Station, was taken to jail 5 days shy of her first DWI arrest 3 years ago. This time, she's accused of driving with an alcohol level 2.5 times the legal limit. And Friday night at closing time in Northgate, an officer jumped in the bed of a pickup with the tire spinning to avoid being hit by an 18-year-old accused of nearly hitting three groups of pedestrians and striking one vehicle. The arrest report states Grant Robinson of College Station finally stopped after the officer drew his gun at the driver from the truck bed. Robinson's out of jail after posting bond following his arrest for drunk driving and evading arrest. Three passengers with Robinson told officers they believe he was driving aggressively because he was trying to avoid being arrested. The incident, which began at University in Boyette, ended on Church near Wilburn. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan woman remains in jail accused of assaulting a soccer official at Veterans Park last week. College Station Police Assistant Patricia Logan says 37-year-old Bibiana Gomez was playing in a game when she received a yellow card from the official.
She ran from the sideline and attacked him by punching and slapping and kicking him. The victim had two small lacerations on the left eye and two scratches on the neck.
A second person accused of throwing the referee to the ground ran away. According to Brazos County jail records, this is the first time Gomez has been arrested. But the official told police she had assaulted him in the past. Gomez is also held in jail on an immigration hold. A domestic disturbance outside a West Bryan convenience store resulted in injuries to the husband and the wife accused of hitting him with her SUV. 44-year-old Wendy Riley of Iola was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Officer Kelly McKeithen gave a shout-out to witnesses for their assistance.
Giving us very detailed statements, they were able to give us a license plate on the vehicle, which led us to finding that vehicle and stopping that vehicle. So without their assistance, that vehicle could have potentially slipped through the loop.
Witnesses outside the Texan Market at Harvey Mitchell and Villa Maria say the husband was beating on the SUV when the wife began driving away. The husband hung on and was dragged for about 20 feet before he fell, got up, and was struck, throwing him about 10 feet. Riley's husband got in the SUV after he was hit, and his wife was headed to the emergency room when police stopped her at South College at Villa Maria, outside another convenience store. From there, the husband was transported by fire department EMTs to St. Joseph's, where he was treated and released. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner has been appointed to the Texas Sunset Commission. Most of the 21 state agencies that will be under review are health-related, fitting well with his professional background as an orthopedic surgeon and pharmacist.
It's an honor being a freshman and being appointed to it. It's considered something that requires a lot of intense work and insight and dedication. And with my background, again, and I guess I've proved myself to some extent to some of the members and leadership. And so I'm, again, ready to get to work trying to make Texas a better place for all of us.
Through the end of next year, Schwertner says the commission will determine the direction of the agencies under review.
We look at whether or not they need to, one, continue to be in existence. And if so, what changes, fundamental changes, should be done within those agencies, within those commissions.
The Sunset panel will also look at the Texas Workforce Commission. The world's largest bat colony is ready for its close-up. The Bracken Bat Cave in North Bexar County holds millions of Mexican free-tail bats, and their flight out of the cave on summer nights is something to see. Now, Fran Hutchins of Bat Conservation International says you'll be able to see it live on a new webcam.
You go to batcon.org, and there's a click on the button for the Bracken Bat Cam, and it'll take you right to the live feed.
The group is trying to protect the bats, which eat thousands of pounds of potentially dangerous insects every night, from encroaching development. Again, the website is bat-con.org. Texas is waiting for word on whether they're still bound by the academic target set by the No Child Left Behind law. The state filed the waiver to opt completely out of the federal law in July. Education Commissioner Michael Williams is optimistic it will be granted.
I don't expect they will say no to it.
One problem could be that Texas lacks teacher evaluations.
What the Commissioner of Education in Texas does not have is the authority to require districts to tie in their teacher evaluation systems to some degree of student progress. But obviously other states and other commissioners don't have that, and they've been granted waivers.
A waiver would allow Texas to set its own academic performance targets. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 68 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Seeger One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dad, go long. Dad, meatball's filling the ball again.
That meatball loves football as much as you're going to love our season of savings,
where you can get a new Super Duty from Team Ford discounted $11,000, or a new Ford Escape for $21,888.
Nice price.
Plus, we've got new Ford Fusions for $288 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, TeamInNavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team in Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Men, did you know that low levels of testosterone can cause heart disease, diabetes, low sex drive? To avoid these dangerous conditions, schedule a free testosterone consultation at NaturalBioHealth.com. NaturalBioHealth.com. Trust your health to the experts.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Should be a nice day across the area with lots of sunshine. Temperatures today not too bad, 85 to 90 degrees. It'll be clear to partly cloudy throughout the area tonight with lows around 70. High pressure is going to hold across the area tomorrow. We'll have sunshine. Temperatures will be up around 90. Clear skies tomorrow night with a low of 65 to 70 degrees. Sunshine is back with us on Wednesday, and it's warmer. Highs will be 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. High school football action, A&M football action, the professional football action, Major League Baseball, and I'm sure we can find something else between now and then. We'll get it all for you in sports at 6:50.
I noticed you didn't say action when you said professional baseball, because sometimes the action's hard to find.
Hey, especially, that's why I love baseball.
Especially with Texas teams.
Yeah, you can nod off during the games. What's that website for these bats again?
I think it's bat-con. I'm about to check it out just to make sure that it is correct.
Well, you actually ought to check it out before you say it on the radio, just saying, but, you know.
Well, generally, I trust that the scripts that have been provided are correct.
Bat-con.org doesn't do nothing.
Okay.
So, just saying.
Says the English major.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. Because, so, I mean, when you said bat cam, that immediately, I mean, my head whipped around like whiplash. Because, I mean, a bat cam, could anything be cooler than that? I was hoping I'd see, like, Batman and Robin or something.
Oh, come on.
But anyway.
I think this conversation could have been held off the air. I'm just saying.
No, it's okay. What's this guy's name?
Which guy?
Who was talking about the bat cam, that we're not sure if it exists.
Fran Hutchins, I assumed it was a woman.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe not. Never mind, it is a man.
Yeah, there we go.
I am pretty tired today.
Fran Hutchins.
Yes, batcon.org. I've just gone to the website. Here
okay.
It is.
Well, I thought you
Bat
said...
Batcam, watch the emergence live from Bracken Cave.
You had a hyphen in there, though.
There was a hyphen typed in there, but there is no longer a hyphen typed in there.
Yeah, see, that's what the problem is.
Like I said...
Aha!
Yeah, okay.
This is a dumb conversation.
No, it's not. No, there you go. It's Batcam. That is awesome.
Batcon.org.
I noticed the first thing they say is donate here. Yeah,
whatever. Oh, no, Batcam's the first thing I noticed.
I think I'll let that go. Anyway, all right, so there you go from Bracken Cave.
I like bats. They're good. One of my favorite animals.
Why is that?
They just always have been ever since I was a little kid. Because they eat mosquitoes, and I was raised in Houston.
Yeah. Well, that's an important thing.
That's all my mama had to say. Bats are my favorite animal.
Okay. Well, they're good to have around. They're a little bit weird when they get near people because people aren't used to having bats around.
It's because the people freak out and then scare the bats.
They do.
Yeah.
Hence the ruling at the beginning of the season saying stay away from the bats
and
the football.
Exactly. Don't do that. You're just asking for trouble. Why in the world would you walk yourself into something like
stay
that?
Stay calm. And
anyway, they're nice to watch from the bank of the river there in Austin when they come out from under the...
Yeah, you haven't seen that, that's pretty trippy.
It is. So a man became stuck in tar while working in a large tank at Jacksonville, Florida, at the asphalt plant on Friday. Required 3 fire trucks and numerous emergency personnel to get him free. The man was never in life-threatening condition. He was doing some work outside, or rather inside the tank at the time, and was fine as long as he was moving around, but apparently when he slowed down his movements to such an extent that his lower legs became stuck in the tar. And they used peanut oil.
To get him unstuck?
They sprayed him with peanut oil and then extricated him from the tar.
Like a giant wad of gum.
I've got like the Squad 51 thing. Hey, Roy, can you go out and get the Pam?
Yeah, we need some more of that Pam. We're out of that, so let's try something else. Anyway, we'll see what happens. But I think just the whole idea... Because didn't your mama always tell you, whenever you're stuck in tar, keep moving?
Yes.
Right?
Actually, she told me whenever you're stuck in tar, put on some peanut butter.
Well, that could work, too.
Yeah. It's just the opposite of Quipstand. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Info.
Mayshawn.
And we'll have a waffle thief story later, too.
In Florida?
No, as a matter of fact, it's not. It was in Michigan.
Nice.
That's all right. Train, a plane, a bus. Gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
I'm Penny Zandt. Recently, I hadn't been feeling well. At first, I thought it was just indigestion. Nothing serious, but I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I trusted my care to St. Joseph, and I'm so glad that I did. They treated me like family, not just a number in a bed. Now, I'm healthy and grateful to be back doing the things that I love and enjoying my grandkids, and I owe it all to the great people at St. Joseph.
St. Joseph, the region's leading health care system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW. It's the 23rd of September, just in case you didn't know or needed to know or whatever. And today is autumn stroll. By the way, it's day 266. It means we have 99 days to go, fewer than 100 days. Time to start counting days till Christmas. Certainly time to start counting paychecks till Christmas. But nonetheless, today is autumn stroll day, which is, you know, kind of interesting because certainly around here there have been days when it'd be too dang hot to be thinking about strolling.
You can take an autumn stroll at the Hobby Lobby.
Well, I guess you could, and it's air-conditioned.
I'm just saying, it's the only place you're going to find red leaves.
Well,
maybe Michael's.
Michael's also, I would think, yeah. Anyway, no, actually, now, because of Halloween, you know, now all the retailers are into full-mode Halloween, you could probably go into Wally World and find some of those, too, but nonetheless. And we have plenty of dead leaves on the ground if you go for brown. Anyway, it's also Family Day. Get this, eat dinner with your kids. How's that for a novel concept? Actually, sitting down and eating dinner with you.
Yeah. Invite the cats to the table this evening.
I'm just saying they're
very interesting.
All right, what do we got for birthdays?
Anthony Mackie is 34 years old. He was in 8 Mile, Notorious, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, which was a weird movie.
As the title might indicate.
Yeah.
I wanted to see it.
Andy DeFranco is 43. Lisa Ray is 47 from Single Ladies and...
She was from Sister Sister.
And that too. Chai McBride is 52 from Waiting and Boston Public. Jason Alexander, George Costanza, 54 years old.
Had a good gig with the KFC till he shot his mouth off.
Yeah.
God, what an idiot.
Bruce Springsteen is 64 and as big a fan as I am not of his.
Yeah.
I just saw a picture of him gallivanting on one of the websites.
Yeah.
I would kill to look like that at 64.
Yeah, he just finished doing a 3-hour concert in Rio over the weekend.
He is in remarkably good shape.
Yeah, yeah.
Julio Iglesias is 70 years old.
Oh, my.
Never mind, I won't do it. Mickey Rooney's 93.
Thank you.
And Ray Charles would have been 83 today.
Paul Peterson. Paul Peterson played Donna Reed's son on the Donna Reed Show and later turned into an advocate for kids in television. Because, you know, they don't get their education and things like that. It's kind of
he was one of the ones that pushed now that they have to have educational setups on sets.
Yep, that's exactly right. He's 68 today. And Jim Harbaugh, the coach of the Ravens, who just beat the snot out of the Texans.
Yeah, they pretty much got dismantled.
51 today.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, we have yet another example of Obama essentially rewriting bankruptcy law to put his political donors ahead of you, the U.S. taxpayers. Now, remember, you invested $527 million in Solyndra. It's the now bankrupt solar panel company. And as the company was headed towards bankruptcy, the Department of Energy had the chance to cancel the loan and save you, the taxpayers, millions. Well, at this point, the largest private backer of Solyndra, which was owned by an Obama donor, George Kaiser of Tulsa, Oklahoma, demanded that the Department of Energy restructure the original loan agreement. Thus, the original loan was modified to ensure that Obama's donor's company would be the first creditor in line ahead of you, the taxpayer. Welcome to the world of Washington.
The Sean Hannity Show from Coast to Coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Blinds.com never leaves you out in the cold. They encourage you to talk with the experts. Here's what I mean. If you need expert advice about designer named blinds and shades and shutters and drapes, well, you can call or email anytime, and guess what? That's free. If you want to chat live with a decorator, again, that's free. You need to show a design expert the actual window that you're going to be covering using your smartphone or your iPad or your tablet? Well, that's free, too. And as always, you get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Remember, Blinds.com, that's Blinds.com.
Gear up for fall and save big at John Deere. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new compact and select 5D and 5E open station tractors. Plus, get $750 off new 3E tractors when you buy two implements. Gear up and save today. Offer ends October 31st, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
The BCS Home Builders Association 2013 Fall Parade of Homes Gold sponsor is James Conant Insulation and Fireplaces. The parade is Saturday and Sunday, October 5th and 6th. Visit new homes in beautiful subdivisions, discover new trends in home construction, and the latest in home products and appliances. Builders will be on site to help you in purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes maps can be found in the Eagle, WTAW.com, or BCSBuilders.org starting October 4th. It's the Fall Parade of Homes. October 5th and 6th.
The Dow Jones Report brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018. 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
Good news on home prices. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Your home is probably worth considerably more now than it was a year ago. Zillow says the average value of a home last month was up nearly half a percentage point from July and up more than 6.5% from August of last year. MasterCard says the United States is among the nations that are approaching a tipping point where they will become almost cashless. The credit card company estimates about 80% of consumer spending in the U.S. is now cashless. MasterCard says cashless payments are nearly ubiquitous in Belgium, France, and Canada, where at least 90% of transactions are handled without cash. The thriller Prisoners was the top moneymaker at the movie theater box offices over the weekend. The Warner Brothers release took in nearly $21.5 million. Last week's winner, Insidious Chapter 2 from Film District, fell to second place with ticket sales of $14.5 million. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We live in a world where entire fortunes can disappear in seconds. There is, however, one investment so safe, no investor has ever lost a dime of principal or a nickel of interest. Municipal bonds backed by the leader in bond insurance, Assured Guarantee. With a quarter century of experience and $12 billion in claims-paying resources, ask your financial advisor about Assured Guarantee. For investors who embrace possibilities, but invest in certainties.
Membership gives small businesses an edge.
At WiggleWorks, we program animatronics for theme parks across the country. Whether it's shipping a dozen sharks to LA or buying more service, our company spends a lot to keep going.
With business-sized purchasing power and the ability to earn more points on some of the things you buy most, the American Express Open Business Gold Rewards Card helps keep your business moving forward.
I'm John Kaplan, and I'm a member of the Smarter Money.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does. Terms and limitations apply. Learn more at open.com.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Good morning. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today. Their fall promotion's going on. You can get up to $2,000 off select equipment. Number to call is 690-2278. High temperature today, about 88 degrees. Winds will be out of the east, so that should be kind of pleasant. Tonight, 69 again for our low. 92 tomorrow, and then 66 for tomorrow night. Kind of liking this, huh? Kind of have that all week long, as a matter of fact. Winds will be up a little bit tomorrow, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. We don't have any mention of rain and forecast until we get to Friday, but temperatures are starting to moderate a little bit. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 5. 61% relative humidity, overcast skies, and it's 69.
AeroFit Health and Fitness is growing again with the opening of their fifth location on Longmire. The all-new AeroFit will showcase amenities totally new to College Station. And in celebration of AeroFit's new club, you can take advantage of their pre-opening rate of just $24.95 per month if you join any location by September 30th. Better hurry. There's only a few days remaining to take advantage of Phase 1 pre-opening rates. Call 485-9999, click AeroFitClubs.com, or stop by the Preview Center on Longmire across from Kroger.
Have you ever had somebody say something or do something that really gets under your skin and ruins the day? Time to put a stop to that. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
This is Ted Cruz. Obamacare is only days away, and it's a disaster. It's the number one job killer in America, and it's forcing people into part-time work. People who are struggling are paying higher rates or losing their health insurance altogether. President Obama has granted waivers to big corporations and to Congress. How about a waiver for hardworking Americans? Let's bring back jobs and stop government bureaucrats from getting between us and our doctors. Sign the national petition to defund Obamacare. Politicians aren't listening, but you can make the difference. Pick up the phone now and help us send a message to Washington.
Call 1-800-383-4547 to sign the voice petition to defund Obamacare. That's 1-800-383-4547. This is our last chance to stop Obamacare. 1-800-383-4547. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Do you ever get upset when someone is rude or ignores you?
I think many times the trigger mechanism for getting upset is when somebody does not live up to your expectations. For example, I hold a door for you, and you just walk through. You don't even say thank you or anything. That triggers a lot of people off.
Dr. Kay Potez, author of the book Take It Back, says these slights that we get from other people tap into something very basic.
Our brains are wired so that we do react, and we're wired to protect ourselves. Now, of course, somebody holding a door or cutting you off in traffic is not life-threatening, but we are wired to protect our lives. So any slight, anything that is not the way we think it should be, we react physiologically to that.
When you begin to understand that, you don't have to let those little slights get to you.
Whether somebody else says thank you or somebody else is courteous has nothing to do with me. It's all about them. So I'm going to do what I believe is right, whether it's being polite or holding the door for somebody. And if they say thank you, that's nice. I have no idea what's going on in their mind or their life, etc. It's not about you.
When you let people get under your skin, you're giving them power over you that they don't deserve.
Whoever I'm angry with, half of the people don't know and the other half probably don't care. Take that power back. Don't give people the power to ruin your day like that.
It's SomethingYouShouldKnow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An Iola woman spent the better part of 2 days in Brazos County Jail after witnesses say she struck her husband with her SUV in the parking lot of a West Bryan convenience store. 44-year-old Wendy Riley was released Saturday following her arrest for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Police found blood in the parking lot of the Texan Market at Harvey Mitchell and Villa Maria. Witnesses say the couple was arguing before Davis drove away, dragging her husband about 20 feet. The man then fell down, got up, and was struck by the SUV. While a store employee called police, Davis drove away with her husband, intending to take him to the emergency room. Officer Kelly McKeithen says multiple witnesses assisted investigators.
They watched, they were listening, and then they gave the proper information to the police to help us locate those two individuals and check on the status of the victim.
Instead, she was stopped by police at Villa Maria and South College outside another convenience store. The husband was taken the rest of the way to St. Joseph's by fire department EMTs, where he was treated and released. Some Sunday morning tailgaters who parked at the north side of Reed Arena were greeted by thieves.
One of those spending the night in their RV after the Aggie football teams went over SMU saw four people loading flat screen TVs left outside into a pair of vehicles. University police say they received confessions from all four to taking three televisions and a set of speakers. Those arrested for felony theft and engaging in criminal activity were three people from College Station, 21-year-old Cameron Boyd and 18-year-olds Hunter Gramatsky and Shelley Garcia, along with Danya Robinson, whose age and hometown are not available. Other weekend arrests included witnesses chasing a man accused of causing a hit-and-run crash Saturday afternoon near Sue Haswell Park in Bryan. The bystanders told police a northbound SUV on Coulter blew the stop sign and struck a minivan going east on William Joe Bryan Parkway. The SUV, after hitting the minivan, went on to strike a cement wall and a large tree before coming to a stop. The driver of the SUV then ran away but was caught about three blocks away on Taliaferro Street. 40-year-old Oscar Chavez was arrested for leaving the scene, possessing marijuana, and a hold for immigration authorities. The victim told police he was amazed he wasn't hurt after the minivan rolled once following impact. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The second time a local soccer official was assaulted by this same player resulted in her first arrest. 37-year-old Bibiana Gomez of Bryan is jailed not only for kicking, slapping, and punching the referee, she's also being held for immigration authorities. College Station Police Assistant Patricia Logan says the official received two cuts and a scratch from the attack at Veterans Park.
The suspect had allegedly received a yellow card in the game, and that is when she ran from the sideline and attacked him.
Video recorded by a spectator also showed a man throwing the official to the ground, but he has not been found. Healthcare and its costs are the driving budgetary issues in Texas, according to Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner. He's been appointed to the Texas Sunset Commission, which will be reviewing the operations of the state's health-related agencies.
And I think it takes concerned, knowledgeable, conservative individuals to make fundamental changes to the programs of the state level, in this case primarily the Medicaid program, to continue to take care of those that need the care, that are entitled to that care, but at the same time, make sure that our taxpayers are properly represented and our future generations are properly represented.
Schwertner, an orthopedic surgeon and pharmacist, says the panel will recommend how 21 state agencies can become more effective.
It's a very serious undertaking and review, again, top-down review of the agencies that are being looked at.
Recommendations from the Sunset Commission will be taken up during the 2015 legislative session. Texas is one of 16 states still bound by what some academics say are the unattainable academic standards set by the federal No Child Left Behind law. TEA Commissioner Michael Williams remains optimistic that the state, which requested a waiver in July, will be approved.
There will be fewer Texas districts that will be covered by AYP. There will be fewer districts that will have to be subjected to intensive intervention.
Schools that don't hit the goals can be targeted for specific federal school improvement efforts, sanctioned, or even shut down. Last year, more than 70% of Texas school districts did not meet the annual yearly progress standards. A neon landmark from the golden age of Taylor between Hearn and Round Rock has been sold to the highest bidder on eBay. Now some residents and business owners want it back.
I'm very sad and angry. I think it was the cheap way out. You know, it was greed.
Jeff Schneider owns a car restoration business in Taylor, not far from the Taylor Motor Company building. It was known by all in town thanks to a Chevrolet Super Service neon sign that stood on top of the building ever since it was built just after World War II.
It was well lit at Christmas time. He had Santa Claus and the sleigh up there.
The sign is now gone after the new owner failed to get funding from the city to restore it. He decided instead to sell it on eBay. Now business owners and residents want to find it so they can buy it back. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 68 degrees. The Sick of the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Buffy Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Visit Royalty Pecan Farms Monday through Saturday for wine tasting, shopping, tours, and more. Every Saturday at 12:30, take a wagon ride tour through the orchard. While you're there, don't forget to ask about their wine and pecan pairing, where you can enjoy some locally made wines with their signature roasted and flavored pecans. And save the date for this year's Royalty Pecan Harvest Festival, November 2nd. For details, go to royaltypecans.com and visit them on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Hi, I'm Mike Sutherland, and I want to be the next mayor of Bryan. My goal is to provide leadership that will allow our citizens the greatest opportunities possible. So I'll continue to support things like more park space with better maintenance, licensed care of the elderly and unlicensed dwellings, and the reductions of animal euthanasia. These are just a few of the things that I've led in the past, and I'm ready to work for you in the future, always putting people first.
Vote Mike Sutherland for mayor of Bryan. Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign. Tana Sutherland, Treasurer.
6:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Large area of high pressure will continue to hold sway on our weather the next few days. Looks like it's going to continue to stretch from Texas all the way up into Michigan. We'll have sunshine throughout the day, 85 to 90 for the afternoon high. Tonight's sky is going to be clear to partly cloudy, lows around 70. Sun for tomorrow, highs near 90. Tomorrow night, clear, 65 to 70. It'll be sunny Wednesday, highs Wednesday between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Program's built on competition, and so you saw what happened today.
You most certainly did if you were watching and noticed we had a different kicker. That's Coach Sublin after the A&M game against SMU. We'll cover that for you, as well as playoff baseball. Everybody's getting closer. High school football, we'll wrap that up for the for another week, and also the NFL. All that and more, we'll do it for you in sports at about 6:53.
All right, now, but do you have the story about A.J. McCarron? The big story about A.J. McCarron, do you have it?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying. A.J. McCarron and Catherine Webb are done.
Oh, that was a couple weeks ago.
No, I'm sorry. I wasn't. Dang. Yep. Her mama apparently confirmed that on Radar Online.
So yeah, I think there. That I think that's about a week down the road. Okay. You haven't been watching the gossip site, Scott.
Dang it. Okay. So now Johnny's got another goal for it to go for.
Oh!
Oh, my goodness. All right. Anyhow. So,
well, we beat him last year. Maybe we can still beat him this year.
Yeah, there you go. See how that works out for us. Oh, let me see. Okay, they're all talking about Obamacare more and more and more. And, there's a – I have to tell you, this is a pretty interesting thing that all business owners have to do, is all business owners must – whether they provide health insurance for their employees or not, must tell them before the end of this month that health exchanges exist. And they have, well, I don't know. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get each of my employees to initial it and date it so that if the Internal Revenue Service comes back to ask if I provided that to my employees, I've got proof of it.
You can say, yes, sir, I did. Can.
But, I mean, it doesn't matter, again, whether you provide insurance or not, whether these workers are full-time or part-time, you have to hand them this document to show them that that those things are out there and available, that those health exchanges will be out there and available. And when you hire new employees, you have to do it within 6 weeks. This is the government. This is the government. And by the way, speaking of governments, let's go across the pond because Germany had their elections yesterday. And Merkel has apparently won again, which tells you something because she's been able to hold things together over there. Well, better than some other people have, certainly.
Oh, without question.
Yeah. So anyway, she got reelected. There's probably updated numbers out there, so I don't know. But she had a good majority. Let me see if I've got that nearby. Bill O'Reilly doesn't like the Republicans again. I see that. Okay. No, I don't see it. Oh, yeah, here we go. They've won 301 seats out of the 598 that are in the Bundestag. And so that's enough to be able to form a government without having to really get a coalition partner. So that's something that's kind of different. But one of the things that Germans have also done, and I love this because, as you know, Michelle Obama, she gardens, you know. I don't know if you knew that or not. She has a garden there in the White House. And I know she's out there toiling every day. And, of course, she wants U.S. Americans to eat healthy. But among the things that basically were talked about in the run-up to this election was that Germans really don't want the government telling them what to eat. In what could be called a cautionary tale for First Lady Michelle Obama's efforts to tweak Americans' diets, Germans look set to punish the Green Party for urging the public cafeterias to go meat-free and designate veggie days each week.
Oh, no, sir.
So as a result, they didn't really find the votes at the polls that they thought that they would get. So once again, Ms. Obama might need, of course, she's not going to be running for, she's not going to be running for anything, is she?
I wouldn't say that yet.
I know. But anyway, so Michelle learns that veggie day is something that they certainly don't want in Germany. And of course, if you look at a lot of the German people, they kind of, you know, they enjoy themselves. Also, over the week, last week, two former secretaries of state, one would be Robert Gates, the other would be Leon Panetta, met at a forum at Southern Methodist University in Dallas and criticized Obama for asking Congress to authorize military force in response to the chemical weapons attack. Gates said that Obama's proposed attack was a mistake, while Panetta asserted it was a mistake not to go forward. So both of them had completely different points of view, but both of them agreed that Obama didn't handle it well, just for different reasons. Gates had said, you know, if you attack without reason, you're just being a bully. But Panetta, on the other hand, said they needed to strike, and they needed to strike quickly. So two former secretaries of defense who, I believe, worked for Mr. Obama, have criticized him for what he did.
Yeah, you can't win for losing. As much as I don't want to defend him.
Yeah, that's right.
We need to go. We don't need to go. But everybody's going, you did it wrong.
No matter what. Yesterday on on Meet the Press, Wayne LaPierre repeated once again his familiar pro-gun argument. They were discussing, of course, the Navy Yard shootings. He said, when the good guys with the guns got there, it stopped. .. That's pretty much it.
Well, his follow-up was, where's the investigation into why the SWAT team that stationed...
Yeah, they were told to stand down.
They were told to stand down, and they were just blocks away. He's like, where's that problem?
And I think I was a Washington, D.C. police watch commander who told them to do that. But now what's going to happen is, are we going to see some more talk on, you know, background checks and stuff? Joe Manchin, for his part, who's a Democrat from West Virginia, the senator, says, I'm not going to go out there and beat the drum just for the sake of beating the drum. There has to be people who are willing to move off their position that they've taken. And he's exactly right. There's no reason to go back out and re-argue this thing because it's done been done. Now, is Hillary going to run for president? New York Magazine did a long piece, like 6,000 words.
Wow.
Yeah. They basically say that she's not in any hurry to decide whether or not she's going to run. One close confidant says she's running, but she doesn't know it yet. It's just a force of history. It has to happen. It's gravitational. I think she really believes she has more say in it than she actually does. So she'll be a force of nature to run for president? Is that it?
Well, the Clintons would rather speak in the poorest country in the world making $700,000
per month. You know, you're right. That's the exactly. I mean, they're making way too much money just doing that.
Why would I want to make a little less than $300K to be the president?
Yeah. Now, the balance of power in the Clinton marriage has shifted during her time as Secretary of State. Bill was, quote, not a presence in her department, says an aide. It was kind of jarring when she'd say Bill, and he'd say, Bill who? And then they'd realize,
oh, the former president.
Oh, that guy. Okay. Now, but actually the biggest question they say right now in Hillary's circle is, what's going to happen to Huma Abedin? Is that her name? That's Anthony Weiner's wife? Because she's a top aide for Hillary. And they're saying that basically she's going to have to make a decision whether she stays with her husband or goes with the Hillary Clinton camp.
Ooh. So,
yeah. And apparently what they're saying is that Chelsea is pretty much Bill's gatekeeper now. She's taken over the foundation and taken a chainsaw pretty much to the organization, says one source. And she is overseeing an HBO documentary that Martin Scorsese is making about him. The article also suggests she might potentially be a shadow campaign manager for Hillary.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we'll see. And it does appear that Bill might get a slightly easier treatment from HBO than Hillary might have. The Hollywood Reporter says that Jerry Weintraub, who is a media mogul and a heavyweight, has signed on to produce a TV version of Under Fire, the untold story of the attack in Benghazi.
Mm.
Yeah.
If it's factual.
All the stories are untold.
Right.
If
it's factual, it's going to be ugly.
Yeah, but that's, well, again.
That's a big if.
It could be partially factual. And that's the problem, is they'll put it on TV and there'll be people who sit there and who are mouth breathers who'll basically believe it's true because, after all, it's on television, and if it's on TV, it must be true. And if it says good things about Bill Clinton, well, it must be true.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 28th, it's fall forages. We'll discuss economics and other implications involving cool season forage planting and production. Come get your questions answered this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You'd probably never guess it, but the grass family is, in terms of numbers of species, the largest plant family in all of the world. It's also the most important food family, with corn, wheat, rice, rye, oats, and all other grains coming from its members. Tucked away in some pretty little corner of this giant plant family, however, are some grasses that do very little more than simply look good. In Texas, we've been blessed with several outstanding species that demand our attention. Most are at their prime in the fall, and each of the ones we're going to talk about today ought to have a spot in your gardens. I'll be back with fancy grasses right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have
have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Pampas grass is the most common ornamental grass in Texas. It's been that way for decades. It's a large clumping plant with showy white plumes from late summer on. It's been a popular southern plant for many decades, but it still isn't reliably winter hardy in the northern parts of Texas. It may make it through a few winters only to be dashed to the ground in an extended but not too abnormal cold spell. You see, it's evergreen, and if you get really cold weather down into single digits and below zero as it can be in the panhandle, pampas grass isn't going to do well. Maiden grass is a far better alternative. It has a finer bladed leaf, but the plants grow almost as tall as pampas grass. However, maiden grass is reliably winter hardy clear to the Canadian border, so it has no winter troubles in Texas. Now, it dies to the ground with the first hard freeze, and you will get seedlings. That's a big negative. You will get seedlings. But many people like the appearance of the bright brown foliage, and they leave it in place in the winter, and they're willing to put up with those seedlings. Variegated Japanese silver grass is another great choice, another miscanthus. It's slower and lower growing than maiden grass. It also has a tendency to sprawl open, but it's still very pretty. Variegated Japanese silver grass and zebra grass is a third relative. Its leaves are much wider, often almost an inch across, and each leaf is cross-banded across the leaf with showy yellow stripes, hence the name. Dwarf fountain grass is really popular, and of course, purple fountain grass, that's one we use as an annual in Texas landscaping. Three of the most popular of the ornamental grasses, and I'll start with Lindheimer's Muley. It may be my favorite of all. It gets about waist high, and the plumes are not especially showy. It's more the drama of how they're placed. The leaves are rather thin and rather wiry looking, but just as a package, Lindheimer's Muley makes a beautiful statement in a landscape. Of course, Mexican feathergrass is everywhere in Texas landscaping now, and I like it too. I'm with everybody else, except I don't like the way it's brown all winter long. And finally, Gulf Muley, beautiful plant with pink plumes in the fall. Oh, the ornamental grasses, they are nice. I'm Neil Sperry. I'll have basics of Texas gardening in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:52. Let's get you caught up from high school football on Friday night. The Bryan Vikings suffered a 42-16 setback to Pflugerville-Hendrickson. And like any other Friday night, a convincing victory for the Navasota Rattlers as they steamrolled the Lexington Eagles in Lexington 65-0. Both College Station schools, by the way, were called on account of rain. On out A&M football, where Johnny Manziel accounted for 346 yards and three touchdowns in a little more than a half to help number 10 Texas A&M cruise to a 42-13 win over SMU on Saturday. A&M, who now is 3-1, was up 32-6 at half, and Manziel led the Aggies to a touchdown on the first drive of the third quarter, so he got some rest time. The Heisman Trophy winner went to the bench for the rest of the game after that. Biggest question coming into the contest, however, was the Aggie defense. And here's Coach Sumlin.
You know, the effort was good in a game like that. You know, we got open space. You know, they try to expose you as to make you tackle in space. And, you know, good teams, you know, you watch other teams that play, there'll be some missed tackles, but you have to have good team effort to not expose those missed tackles. And I thought our guys ran the ball well. We're able to win the turnover battle. I think we can get a little bit more confidence coming out of this game with some of our guys on defense.
As has been the case for the last couple of years, A&M had trouble with the kicking game. Taylor Bertolette had more than one miscue and was replaced by Josh Lambeau, the sophomore from Wisconsin.
Program's built on competition. And so you saw what happened today. Lambeau came in and did a good job. I took three of his points off the board. He made another field goal, made his extra points. We'll continue to compete. That's just like any other position. You see that? That's what our program's built on, and you have to earn the right to step across that white line, and you know, there's going to be competition there.
The Aggies hit the road for the first time this season to take on yet another Southwest Conference foe. They head to Fayetteville to take on Arkansas Saturday. Kickoff is scheduled for 6 o'clock. According to ESPN.com, suspended Denver Bronco and former A&M Pro Bowl linebacker Von Miller unsuccessfully attempted to corrupt the NFL's drug testing program with help of a urine collector before each was caught. This now will affect how the NFL's collection and testing processes are done henceforth. This helps explain why Miller's four-game suspension for violating the NFL substance abuse policy suddenly and mysteriously was increased to 6 games and easily could have been up to a year, according to the source. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys beat the St. Louis Rams 31-7 yesterday. DeMarco Murray's first 100-yard game in more than a year came against the team he torched for a franchise record 253 as a rookie 2 years ago. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett was pleased.
Well, it's just the nature of this game. Every time you break the huddle in the National Football League, you're going to be challenged. Every week you're going to be challenged. And sometimes you're going to win those challenges and sometimes you're going to lose. You have to respond the right way when you have success and when you have adversity.
Rams quarterback Sam Bradford was sacked 6 times to end a 4-game streak without one dating back all the way to last season. The Baltimore Ravens smothered the Houston Texans on offense in a 30-9 victory yesterday. The Ravens won despite playing without running back Ray Price, who had missed a game for the first time since 2008. Texans didn't help themselves any with 14 penalties.
That starts with me, so I'm going to go figure it out. And then we got to have some discipline as players. Our coaches got to do a better job. But obviously we had a lot of offensive penalties the first half, I think, and defensive penalties the second half.
Hop over to Major League Baseball, where the Kansas City Royals beat the Rangers 4-0 yesterday in a matchup of AL wildcard contenders. The Athletics clinched the AL West with the Rangers' loss. Texans dropped to a game and a half behind Cleveland for the second wildcard spot. KC is 3.5 back. The Cleveland Indians became the first team in 52 years to post 6 sweeps in 4-game series in a season with a 9-2 win over the Houston Astros yesterday. The poor Astros lost their season-high 9th straight, and the Indians are the first team since 1961's New York Yankees to sweep 6 4-game series. The Oakland Athletics, Atlanta Braves, and St. Louis Cardinals are the latest major league teams to earn playoff berths. The A's captured their second straight AL West championship with the Texas loss at Kansas City. The Braves won the NL East, and the Redbirds nailed down the playoff berth with a Washington loss 4-2 to Miami in Game 1 of a doubleheader. Henrik Stenson takes a one-shot lead over Henrik Stenson is the FedEx Cup champion with a $10 million bonus after winning the Tour Championship yesterday. And Matt Kenseth opened the NASCAR chase for a championship with back-to-back victories. He was first over Kyle Busch at New Hampshire's Motor Speedway yesterday afternoon. And that is your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Stop paying those expensive repair bills on your old, worn-out air conditioner. Seeger 1-Hour Heating and AC can replace your old unit with a new, energy-efficient model and give you up to $2,500 trade-in. Plus, Seeger 1-Hour Heating and AC technicians show up when you expect them. 1 hour is always on time, or you don't pay a dime. The $2,500 trade-in offer is only available for a limited time. Call now, 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click Seeger1hour.com.
Hey everybody, this is Marcus, Sovac City. I have a very important question for you. Do you have a bag in your trash can? Why? To keep it bacteria free and from stinking. Well then why are you running a vacuum without a bag? A bag in your vacuum filters the air better, keeps it from smelling, and doesn't make a cloud of dust when you dump it. Come on over to Sovac City and let us show you the full line of vacuums with bags. And if you really don't think you need a bag in that vacuum, we have those too. Sovac City, in front of HEB and College Station and on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
If you're following your favorite team around the state or around the country this fall, your first stop should be SevCheck Service Center. The good people at SevChecks will give your car or truck a road safety check with belts, hoses, fluid levels, tires, and get you ready to get on the road with confidence. SevCheck Service Center, family owned and operated, is open 7 to 6 Monday through Friday, with the gasoline pumps open 6A to 9P during the week and 8 to 8 on weekends. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
The new BMW 5 Series comes with two distinct driving modes, comfort